What's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Transport, the car shipping business channel. My name is Jay. You know, my goal every Tuesday night is to bring you another trade show level business presentation to you wherever you are, because your automotive business deserves the latest in transportation news. And if you're busy, and I know you are, in a minute, I'm going to give the welcome show lineup. You're going to know what to expect. You're going to be able to skip ahead by clicking on the video time codes below in the video description. Those are posted about 24 hours after we go live. So go ahead and check those out. Please leave a comment, a like, share, tell your friends. Thanks for watching ATI. Auto Haulers Association of America 2022 Spring Meeting in Atlanta, May 2nd through 4th, focuses on exchange of automotive industry information, educational sessions, and auto transport best practices for professional car haulers and business owners. Today, our own Ty Thompson, Cars on the Move Ty, gave an ATI presentation to the AHA membership in a general education session, and he'll join us tonight to give a recap and share the auto transport business networking and business relationships developing at the show. So please join the live chat, ask your questions, share your thoughts, grow your business, because it's Tuesday nights live on ATI. My name is Jay. Welcome back. What's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Tuesday Nights Live on the Car Shipping Business Channel. Mic check, 1, 2, 3. How's everybody doing? Can you hear me okay? See me okay? Thanks for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. Let's get to the welcome show lineup. First of all, please do feel welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in, saying hello, whether you're live or on demand. We sure do appreciate it. Please do say hello in the live chat. We're going to go in there in a few minutes and say hello. So please let us know what you're doing. Promote your company. Promote your business. Carriers, brokers, dispatchers, business owners, drivers, tech, insurance. Everybody's welcome here. So please do feel welcome and say hello in the live chat. And stick around for industry news that's at the quarter hour. Got a lot on the plate tonight for the show leading up to when we talk to Ty. Because what we're going to do is, this is crazy, we're not going to get to Ty for almost an hour. I'm actually going to fill the next 55 minutes. Now, I know you're thinking to yourself, it's not possible. You're thinking, I've watched all 239 other Tuesday nights. And yeah, after 239 shows, I know that Jay can fill an hour easily. So I'm going to do that. I got videos, I got news, I got all kinds of stuff. So, go ahead and do me a favor. Please do click that like button. If you've got an extra like, go ahead and leave one. We'll take it. That's great. And if you're so inclined, you can share, copy, you can click plus save, save and watch it later. You know there's a podcast too, so you can get the podcast, listen to that while you're mowing the lawn. That way you can't hear it that well. And if you just don't know what you're doing, go to the website and you can sign up. You know what? Save all that time. Just call Ty right now. Just text him. He's at 417-483-2764. I just put it in the live chat. So please do say hello in the live chat. We're going to go into the live chat next. So do me a favor, stick around, because live chat's right after this.
Everybody wants to be part of a bigger story. Auto transport is a vital part of that story. Vehicle reconditioning starts when your transport arrives at the dealership. The story starts with you. For our auto retail customers, as yours, full satisfaction.
That's Rapid Recon, transparent communication through vehicle reconditioning software and auto remarketing process management for car dealers. Tell your story, people, process, software. Visit rapidrecon.com. All right, it is now time. Let's go into the live chat. Let's say hello. I think it's going to be an interesting show tonight. And if you're if you're at Auto Haulers and you haven't been to ATI yet, welcome. Thank you. You don't have to say anything. You know that. You don't have to say anything. I just keep the live chat open so that people can talk to each other, share information, and share support. Thank you for your support. Sure do appreciate it. Tommy Whitmore is in here first. Hey, buddy, what's going on, Tommy? Chris Chamberlain is here. What's up, Chris? Oh, Super Dispatch is here. Ben at Super Dispatch. Mark Grodicki is here. Superflow Systems checking in. Silver Mint. You enjoy the Carl-Haller music? You know, I'm glad to hear that, Silver Mint. I got this comment. It's going to be in industry news. This guy on YouTube didn't like the... He said the intro is like way too long. He said it was like 3 to 4 minutes long, and I checked it. Well, we'll talk about it. So I'm glad you... I still like the music, but, you know, I read everything and try to... Well, I don't know. I guess you can't please everybody. But, you know, what can you do? So we're in the live chat, and I will say this, too. I'll keep the live chat open for a few more minutes. Well, it'll be open all night, but we'll watch the live chat for a few minutes. Tonight's show, Auto Haulers Association of America, AHAA. AHA. Lots of people say AHA. I say AHA. It's easier. Auto Haulers. Is it Auto Haulers? Let's go to the website. AutoHaulersAmerica.com. I'm going to share the website. You know, one of the purposes of Tuesday night is to, each Tuesday night, to shine a full stage spotlight on a topic, company, subject, discussion. And so tonight's show is about Auto Haulers Association of America. And I don't think it's something we talk about very often. I don't even know if I've done live. We've gone live. We did we did a presentation there in 2019. Anyways, it's been a while. So it's really neat to check back in with Auto Haulers Association of America. So that's what tonight's show is. And so what I've been doing is, now that it's show 240 in a row, I look and see, you know, and I can kind of estimate what may or may not happen. This may not be the biggest grossing show in views, but it's important. It's the Auto Haulers Association of America. How many Auto Haulers Associations are there? Anybody? How many Auto Hauler Associations are in America today? It's not many. There's not many. Less than 5, less than 4, maybe 3 or less. So it is important, and that's why we're here talking about it. Cool. And I'm buying time. There's Sergio. Thanks for doing this. Thank you, Sergio. That's cool. SNE Transports. Hey, Sergio, where are you based out of? What's your running lane? What's your capacity? Are you looking for drivers? Are you looking for loads? Are you looking for, what are you looking for? What are you happy about? What do you want to share? What do you want to keep a secret? What I mean by that is, you know, the dealers, there's these headlines everywhere, record profits. I'm like, do you think there's a dealer somewhere like, yeah, take it easy on the headlines? Bro, the intro is awesome, gets us fired up. Well, thank you, Chris. See, that's what I thought. Thank you, you know? And plus, like, this show isn't long enough. That intro's still like, what, 1.2% of the show? Not even. It's not even 1% of the show. Might even be half on a good day, on a bad day. I don't know. Anyways, we're talking about it. We talk about everything. And that is also the point of Auto Transport, ATI, the channel, is to talk about all this stuff, right? And that's another thing, too. Oh, it's in the news, man. Ouch. There's some bristly stuff in the industry news. Because, you know, I've learned something. I can say stuff almost nobody else can say. Meaning, I don't even work here. So, like, if somebody really doesn't like what I say, they'll just stop watching. But they won't stop me from doing future business. And I covet that, and I want to respect it, but I also want to you know, I want to do what others can't do, and that is I'm going to say stuff that I know people are thinking, but they can't say it. Think of what an auto transport business owner would really like to say, but they can't say it. It's going to mess with their contracts. It's going to mess with their labor. There's all kinds of stuff they can't say. Or like, you know, anyway. So that's one of the, some of the stuff I like to get into and try to, that's my public service, to say the things that the other folks in this industry just can't say. And again, pointing out record dealer, and that's the thing, no vertical is safe, really. Pointing out record dealer profits, man, that ain't good. When you are stiffing transport, and I hear it in the podcast, I tune into everything. We want to pay transport, this and that. Really? Because when you go to haggle for a load, what happens? But again, that's the load board, which is the load board where you're going to get all your business, or are you going to try and work with clients? But then again, what's a client want? They want you to lowball, right? Well, now you know what they want. They want service. So you have to prove that your service is worth paying for. And that is how you build a book of business. I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Mark, stick around, buddy. Oh, yeah. You know what? That's right. Speaking of, here we go. Where is... You know what I was going to do, Mark? This.
Transport Auto Quoter is by far the leading auto quoting software on the market, and the only auto quoter with a pro version that comes preset with accurate pricing for anywhere in the U.S., so you don't have to worry about it. The best part is that no change with your current software is needed. Just plug TAQ in and start booking jobs. Carriers can easily plug TAQ into their current websites and start making money right away. I bet you're wondering how we do this instantly and accurately 24/7. Well, constant analytics is the key. Our PriceWatch team is constantly monitoring current market conditions, paying close attention to seasonal and quick-moving industry changes. At the end of the day, it takes a lot of time and data to maintain good pricing, time that most of us just don't have on a daily basis. So free yourself up. Using TAQ Pro is really a no-brainer. Save time and money, maximizing your leads and optimizing your online investments. You'll finally be able to sleep well at night knowing that TAQ is on the job selling for you 24/7. Never missing a potential job.
You need an auto shipping quote and broker software you can trust. I know you do. Provide instant, accurate quotes online with Transport Auto Quoter by Superflow Systems and move with ProABD CRM. Visit superflowsystems.com. Link is in the live chat. Let's do this. You know, did you see this? Bang, there it is. Oh, here we go. We're making martinis. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. Thank you for... I threw myself up. I was reaching for the cowbell. Well, we don't do that anymore. We make martinis in the Superjet. ProABD is the best CRM for your auto transport business. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for all that you do. And we still get, man, I don't know if you saw it. Even on Dispatching Live last Thursday, Kathy was in there with another, taking another big old swipe at Bats CRM. There just is still a lot of, man. Hey, newsflash. It's 5 months later, and there's plenty of people still upset about what happened with Auto Transport Broker software. So, Mark is in the live chat. He wants to help. He wants to answer your questions. He's there. All right, cool. All right, let's do this. Thank you so much, Mark. Let's go into... Oh, and hey, Moosey's here. What's up, Moosey? And, oh, SoCal to Arizona, says Sergio. Nice. And Carlos is here, ACB Logistics. Let's do this. Let's go into industry news. Bring up the graphics. Come on, Jay. What is this, man? All right, here we go. Auto Haulers Association of America. It's show number 240 in a row on a Tuesday night. And again, if you're just tuning in and if you're at the show, at the convention, please feel welcome. It's great to have you here, and it's great for ATI to be at Auto Haulers Association of America. Ty is there. There's the logo. That's the logo you're looking for. Auto Haulers Association of America. And leading up to the meeting, Keith posted this. Keith from Toyota was sharing that, you know, he's looking forward to the meeting. Barry Williams of Hanson Adkins. Dennis Manns is a moderator. He even tagged me. Thanks. Thanks, Keith. Do appreciate it. Here's basically the lineup of the show. Now, the show is, well, it's halfway over already. These things go fast. Yesterday was Monday. You know, hangout event, sport clay shoot, then a reception in the evening. Today, general sessions. Right now, let's see, seven. So right now, it is 8:15. Well, the thing is over. The reception and the dinner, well, they might be finishing dinner. And in fact, if you're in Atlanta finishing dinner, you definitely want to make sure you try that dessert over there. That strawberry one, man, that one's good. Tomorrow is the final day, May 4th, meetings and early adjournment. So we're going to be talking about what's going on. Now, this is where they held the event. It's near the airport. It's a convention center and hotel, which is a great combo. And I haven't been to this one. This is the Kimpton Overland. These venues are great. You know, we love automotive trade shows, so we're happy to go to as many as possible. And when we look at the ecosystem, you know, we look at the entire macro and these shows, these trade show shows, and especially this one, carriers and services with a sprinkle of equipment and regulations is kind of what's happening. Back of the store, front of the store is what we focus on ATI. Mic check, 1, 2, 3. And we love, we love it when we can get a good photo op at either back of the store, front of the store. That was in Vegas. So Ty, I'm missing you, buddy. I wish I was there. Our friend Tim always wants to know where his car is. And our other friends at ATI, send in your photos. Let us know where you parked your car and where you're picking it up. So we're going to go live tomorrow. We're going to go live at Auto Haulers Association of America. Please do join us. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the link right now, so that you can, if you don't already know, here it is. Join us live. Let me go. Join us live on Wednesday at AHA. Here it is. There's the link. Okay? Just put it in the live chat. And if it pops up here. There it is. Awesome. All right, cool. So please do, if you've got time, join us and tune in. So when we go live at trade shows, this is last month, Auto Intel Summit. When you see Ty walking around with his mobile rig, you know that I'm on the phone and that there's an interview coming. So that's kind of what to expect when we go live tomorrow. If you're at the show, join us. If you're able to watch, say hello in the live chat. Again, Keith posted, you know, that's another thing that we're proud to do is when we attend shows and, you know, as much social media and visibility as we can help put your way, that's what we want to do. You know, there's a lot of promotion that goes into the show. Lots of sponsorship. Lore Trailers. Freilich Insurance. And the banners and the signage. Here's another one. National Fleet Services, Transportation Tax Consulting, and Heartbeat Auto Transport. They posted this on LinkedIn. Shout out to Heartbeat Auto Transport. So again, I told you about the website. Go to autohaulersamerica.com, and you can become a member. You click on become a member. You can be a supplier or a carrier member. So, you know, however you participate in the ecosystem. So this was, again, Monday evening, the reception held outside, some words and conversation, and then some networking. There's Keith, there's Ty and Keith, there's Randy and Keith, I think this was Rick and Keith, Ty and, oh, dang it, Jay, I forgot who that was. Oh, That always happens, too. You go to these shows. That's why you want to get people's business cards. You're going to forget some names. It's all just part of it. But I also, at this venue, so they were upstairs. They were outside. And I think they're looking over this. Check this out, man. I think this is a, like a Porsche test track. Right outside the hotel, right off the airport, there's a plane. Pretty cool stuff. What an amazing venue. So then today, this morning, again, opening words and conversation. And then, so here's Dennis Manns moderating an automotive industry panel. Here's the way this works. Ty takes the photo, sends it to me. I crop it and add some logos and whatnot. And then I post it on social media. You see how that works? Okay, thank you. So we're here to help. Let us know what event you need help covering. That's what we do. We keep doing it. You guys know that. So Ty goes live today. He's got a panel. He's hosting a panel. And look at this. Here's the, he's got his laptop hooked up and up on the screen, ready to go. Pretty cool stuff. You know, these are tense moments. This right before you present moment, tense. Tense stuff. But he still had time to say hello to Guy Young. Guy was able to say hello to me. I'm on the phone and we're just doing a little Zoom just to say hello. We're not going live or nothing. And then we gave a shout out. This is the tech guy that got the laptop set up. His name is Rod. And so there he is. He's at his podium and he's ready to go. You could feel the buildup, right? Are you tense? Who's nervous? Okay. So he's at the podium. He's ready to go. And so there's me. I'm sitting. That's my selfie. And here you go. You want to see? Here we're going to show you. Here's what happened next. Okay. Let's go ahead and roll the video. Here we go.
Okay, you're going to let Mr. Todd Thompson from the Auto Retail Group tell us a little bit about
what happened in the last two years.
What's going on? They're a YouTube channel show that comes on every Tuesday. And he's been talking about what they learned over the next 2 years from their viewers and their followers.
So, people that do know me have walked up and asked me, where's Jay? Jay is the founder of Auto Transport Inc. I found him. Can you see Jay? Okay. Anyway, this is me. I'm going to walk you guys through what we do. You can pass Jay around, say hi to Jay.
Hey, Jay.
So,
how you doing, Jay?
Okay, hey.
Well,
hey.
And you always have fun when you're
invited.
Say hi, Jay.
Hi, Jay. Oh,
hey.
We gotta turn this around.
Yeah, we need to make it so Jay can.
Oh, wait, we gotta turn this around.
No, no, but... she's just fine.
There we go.
Okay. Okay. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good to see you. All right.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking the time. Thank you.
Of course. I'm gonna pass you around.
All right. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, big guy.
Hey. Hey, what's up, Dean? How you doing?
Dean Pearson. Hey, how are you?
Good to see you, Dean. Good to see you. That's great.
Young.
Thank you.
I met Jay.
Say hi to Jay.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing? Good to see you guys. This is great. Hey, what's up, Barry? Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, how are you? It was different. You cut your hair.
Oh, shoot. I had to try.
So today we're going to talk about...
Hey, Keith.
Jay Wurzburger.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm going to get the pick.
Over the last 2 years, lessons we've learned. Primarily, I'm a fish out of water here. Most of you guys are bigger than I ever was.
Wish you were here.
Thank you.
Beautiful part about this is there's a couple guys in here.
This is awesome.
I started my little one-time remote 3 car in Joplin, Missouri, and one day, I grew my feet and went up to the
Hey, how you doing?
He saw the best parking lot with voting cards. I look across, and there's this guy.
This is great. Like, hey, man, this is great.
And Randy Wills, on my right, he owns the Western Department. Right here.
Thank you.
So I always looked at Randy on universe. I'm always maybe someday I could do a thing. Someday I could do a job. Someday I could do a job.
Hey, how you doing?
Threw me a couple of curves, which is okay.
Hey.
So what we're doing today, because of my friend Jay,
Dwayne,
we created the challenge for Mercury.
Hey, how you doing?
API, all we talk about.
This is amazing.
Options, OEMs, boats, trains, that's all we talk about.
Wow. So cool. Thank you. Thank you for that. That was cool. Really cool. Really cool. Thank you all so much.
Jay, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much. Have a great one. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Take care. Wow. Wow. I mean, that was amazing. I felt like I was there. Oh, my gosh. That was so cool. Wow. Wow. That was neat. That's going to be fun. Brought a tear to my eye. All right. Well, we'll show some of that live tonight. That was amazing. Wow. And that's a cut. Okay. So that is a first on this channel. Let's go ahead and hit that applause button again. That is a first on this channel as far as this, like, remote. It felt like it was like I was trapped in COVID times and everybody else was in the real world. And I couldn't make it to the show. But that was wonderful. And really fun and gratifying. And so, and then the relationships continue. Here's Hank Seaton. Ty got this picture with Hank after the presentation. And Joe, there's Joe Bercari, Midwestern Car Carriers, and taking notes. He's where we know there's a driver shortage. We're sticking by the partners who are helping us work through it. Amazing stuff. And you can see what a friendly bunch, right? Friendly group of people. Professionals in auto transport. I think that I treasure that video. It's amazing. So if you want to see more, learn more, ask questions, interact, what have you, please do join us tomorrow. We're going to be live. Shoot, man, that's 9 a.m. Central. Dang, I'm going to have to get some sleep after the show tonight. Last week we did National Quality Dealer Preview. If you missed that show, we had now, and it's also, it's up on usedcarnews.com. That show was done in conjunction with Used Car News. Plan to do some more video with them in the coming weeks and months. And Otto Hahn, City of Cars, president of City of Cars. He was our featured guest, and he is a award winner. So that was a really interesting show. And we're going to see Otto again, and they're going to announce the next National Quality Dealer Award winner at the NIADA Convention and Expo in June in Vegas. Ty will be there as well. Plan is to go live from the Used Car News booth. Shout out to our friends at Easy Auto Ship. Doubling business, talking about how car shipping is more popular since more people are buying online. We've had Eric and Reynoso. Is it Joe? Eric and Joe on the show before. Auto Sled was on LinkedIn recently. Talk about diesel fuel prices affect auto transport. There we go. Right? Let's keep focused on the cost of transportation. I saw this. RPM Hub offers convenience and efficiency to vehicle carriers. I have not seen this hub yet. But Sue was talking about how she had heard about, well, I guess it's called RPM Hub. RPM's network of vehicle carriers receive exclusive access to view and book loads in real time. It's an all-new centralized marketplace for vehicle carriers designed to maximize tender strategies for approved network carriers. Vehicle carriers who use RPM can search, filter, and book real time. Okay, so I went to the RPM website, went to rpmmoves.com, and I didn't see it. So I don't know if it's still a press release. I want to see it. And RPM, come on the show. Show it to us. Tell us about it. Hey, what's up, Vlad? Yes, Eric and Joe. Thank you, Mark. Yes. Awesome. Shout out to our friends. Saw this. I try to look through the Facebook, as you know, here and there. Not too much Facebook. Too much Facebook will send your mind to the cleaners. But a little. Here's one. Y'all be careful out there. Someone put an AirTag on the dually. Wow. It was just dumb luck to have found it. Cops came and took it to track back to the owner of the AirTag and said that dualies have been a huge target lately in theft. So download a Tracker Detect app and run that S within Bluetooth range of your stuff. Make sure you're not the next victim. Wow, I didn't even know that. I did not know that. But I believe it. So be aware. I always send in your how we doings. How is this guy doing? How are we doing? Wow. Wow. That's intense, man. By the way, I'm just going to say this. That's why there's some gas stations I prefer. I'll just leave it at that. All right. Okay. What was that? Did you get canceled for that? Yeah. Okay. This was on Facebook. Need a car transported from area code to area code. Oh, you can't see it. No, that's not it. Need a car transported from area code to area code. Car rolls, doesn't drive. Hoping to pay $1,000 for this shipment. Says the shipper. Ooh, by the way, did you see this? Wow, look at that. Thank you so much. We're making the martinis in the Super Chat. Thank you, Super Dispatch. Thank you, ATI, and the tens of thousands of carriers and drivers who use Super Dispatch to run their business. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. And we appreciate the support. So check this out. Let's go to this one. The shipper says it rolls, doesn't drive, hoping to pay $1,000. All right. Question one. Where'd you get that idea? What makes you think it's $1,000? I mean, okay, that's your budget. But, by the way, what is that trunk? What is that trunk? Is that normal? I don't get it. All right. Let's see here. This one guy says, have to say I'm amazed at how many guys are here trying to get it. Okay. Here's the one. I'm not trying to be rude. 1,700 miles for $1,000 is crazy. On top of that, an in-op should be $2,000. And there you go. And that's, I guess, would account for the other 50 comments, which I didn't read because I'm busy. But it's interesting. Sure is interesting. Here's another post. Other than Central Dispatch, what other load boards do I need to sign up with? I want to feel comfortable by getting loads before I jump in feet first. Dude, where'd you get that idea? What do you mean, jump in feet first? Other than Central Dispatch, what are the load boards? Before I jump in feet first? What do you got so far? Holy cow. This guy says it well. I get this question every day, every week from new startups. It gets old. If you don't have dealers or auctions already giving you work, you rely on Central to give you loads. Your loads are always going to be on the bottom. Price is going down. See more. It's got 50 days to get on Central. He says, none. Get your own authority. See what I'm saying? I can talk about it. I don't work here. But it needs to be talked about. Because I don't, man, really, and every, that guy's right, every week. Every day. Broker needs advice ASAP. This is a long story. But it has to do with a driver asking for a load. He dispatches it. He's going to get to the shipper. Okay, this is the part. This is the part that drives me crazy. Shipper has to drop off the kid at 11:47. So I said, go ahead, drop off your kids. And they'll be back in 10 minutes. Carrier gets there at 11:55. Oh, man. And he called and said no one is there. And then I guess just booked it. I don't know. Because I explained what happened. He said he wished he would have known. Yeah, that means nobody talked. Explained, well, you're late. He said we're in different time zones. Da, 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 da. and then I could do it Monday. He got mad, said he couldn't snap his fingers. My point, look at this, 100 comments later. Jeez, but there it is. What is your point, Jay? My point is, just along with everything else of where'd you get that idea is, you cannot get rich quick brokering. This is just one load. One. How much money were you going to make on this one? How much time is that one load going to drain your soul? Harsh, man. Here we go. Here's the guy. Over 3 minute, 4 minute intro, Jay. That's why you got no viewers. But he says, you put on a great show and you push your viewers away. I'm still confused by that. And, separate comment, if you can tell if a dispatcher's lying, if their mouth is moving. Really, man? But I appreciate the comments. I thanked him. I really do appreciate it. All right, so let's get something straight. You can watch Bachelorette Truck Stop every Thursday at noon and get the drama out to your heart's content, because there's clearly this need to get out the drama on as many Facebook threads as possible. So I got an idea. By the way, Bachelorette Truck Stop, I just want to say I'm somewhat proud. I know it's horrible, but somebody has to say it. It's a mix of like Desperate, Bachelorette, and The Rose. So here's an idea. How about this? If you gossip, you have to read. How about that? If you gossip, you have to. For every minute of gossip on Facebook, you have to read 1 minute of news. I'm going to say it again. For every minute of gossip on Facebook, I want you to read 1 minute of news. Now, I know nobody's going to do that, but somebody had to say it. So I'm going to keep saying it. It's ridiculous. Really? Really? You mean the rest of the automotive industry is talking about digital auctions and, I mean, the speed of light of change? And we're still trying to debate whether dispatchers are illegal. In fact, it's not even a debate. Most Facebook pages all agree that... Okay. Let's see what the Supreme Court says on that one. Maybe they can get that one wrong, too. All right, let's move on. The Auto Transport 22 is coming. It's important. This is upper-level stuff. Stay with me. Send in your comments, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Happy to get them. Thank you so much. This is how you get your car shipping news. You can put it up on the big screen. You know what time it is. That's right. Every Tuesday night, step right up. We'll get 5 new questions. That's right, everybody. 5 new questions every Tuesday night on Are You a Car Shipping Guru? Play Ask Larry. Go to dispatchcenter.com/AskLarry. Put in your answers. If you're not totally offended, here we go. True or false? A carrier is required by law to maintain a broker's license if they dispatch a load or loads to another carrier. Yeah, I'll raise you the dispatcher illegal argument and ask you, true or false, is a carrier required by law to maintain a broker's license when they dispatch a load or loads to another carrier? Anybody want to guess? You're not going to like it. All right, question 2. We do the answers on Thursdays. Only questions on Tuesdays, so you have time to win those big prizes. Here we go. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2020 BMW X5 from OKOK to Farmingdale, NJ? $595, $715, $990, or $1,220? X5 SUV 2020, which means it's basically, in today's market, it's almost brand new. Chips or not. Oklahoma to New Jersey. I like 1220, but it could be 990. I always... Right. Oh, Silver Mint's got it. Uh-oh. Oh, no, Silver Mint. Say it isn't so. I know. Morally, carriers should have the right. But, hey, man, I'm not the one that wanted to get into whether dispatchers are illegal. Well, I want it to be 1220. So I'm just going to put 1220. Oh, first time here? Who's the snowflake now? Okay. This is what the guy meant by driving his viewers away. We're losing viewers right now. We're losing viewers live. I don't know what to say, man. It's auto transport, dude. All right. I'm just going to keep going. Party of one, question three. Here we go. True or false? A dispatcher is commonly referred to as a person hired to perform logistics work for both brokers and carriers. Ouch! How do you like those apples? Really? Dispatchers work for brokers and dispatchers work for carriers? That can't be right. I know, right? It's okay, right? That's the thing. What did you pay in fuel? And that's just fuel. I don't know if you saw. I'm sure there's plenty of people that don't like, what's the British guy that does the show? It's not John Stewart. John something? I don't know. Anyways, he did this whole show about trucking, and man, yeah, dude. Wow. Fuel. I mean, everybody knows it, but... yeah. I think it should be 1220. Here we go. Let's go to question four, Chris. Let's see what we got. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2019 Hyundai Santa Fe from Denver to Lansing? That's Michigan. 975, 1280, 1495, 1630... Hyundai Santa Fe, Denver to Lansing. Yeah, it's not going to pay $1,630. That's not going to happen. Because coming out of Denver is always cheap. I would say, actually, under normal circumstances, I'd say $975. So I'm gonna go 1280. I did 12-ish on the other one. I'll do 12-ish on this one. I now get it. I will now remain forever pessimistic with load board rates. This whole idea that people are gonna band together and sing kumbaya, never going to happen. Man, this show's nothing but bad news. It's never going to happen. There will be no band. It will always be a race to the bottom. The load boards will always be a race to the bottom. Forever. Until there are no more human beings. There, I said it. So I'm going to say $1,280. That's the price that it'll go for. Right? Silverman's got... Yeah. See, Chris, right? Because this is the price that it'll go for. It's not going to get the broker rich. It's not going to get the carrier rich. May get the dealer rich. Hard to tell. Question five. Here we go. Year-over-year growth and use of digital auction technology by dealers and consigners have had no effect on auto transport business owners. Huh. Yeah. Digital auto auctions. Yeah. We don't need to learn about that. That doesn't have any effect on auto transport business owners. Right? All right, well, this has been a fun five questions. That's right. So thank you so much, Larry, for the questions. We sure do appreciate it. I get to take a quick break. Do me a favor, stick around. We're in for a long show here, actually. So stick around because we're going to be right back after this.
If we can capture pictures of the car in under 10 seconds and you can capture more of them per minute, well, then you're going to have more of those online and you're going to have more buyers seeing them sooner. And that's going to equate to more revenue.
Are you completely stressed out from all the calls and the contracts and the verification of loads when nobody answers the phone? Call Murphy Auto Dispatch Services today. Murphy Auto Dispatch Services has over 15 years of experience in the transport industry. We are your office while you are on the road. We book, we verify, and we bill out your loads for you. We have an excellent accounting staff and an even better dispatch team. Give us a call today at 417-273-0021. Or if you want to email me, it's murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. Give us a call today.
All right, so you need help staying loaded or moving a car? That's the voice of Sue. She runs a dispatch office, fully licensed broker. She's my co-host on Thursdays on Dispatching Live. Visit murphyautotransportservices.com. Okay, here we go. Let's go into industry news, part two. Thanks, Chris. Well, that's good. If I can make you feel better about being in transport, then I've done my job. My work here is done. On Fridays on Cars on the Move, we put together business panels in automotive. We are far afield. You could see it. Everybody who tunes in and doesn't knows we are far afield of just transportation talk. We're talking about everything automotive. And we had a show about a month ago, Car Selling Odessa, highest rated cars on the move ever. We did a show on this past Friday, Rivals Rethink Carvessa. And I posted a short video on LinkedIn. Let's roll the video. Here we go. This is going to be pretty good, I hope. All right, so let me get this queued up properly here. Okay, so you can see that. All right, here we go. Oh, you can't hear it. Hang on one second. Mike, check 1, 2, 3. Here we go. There we go. All right, hang on. Let's back that up, Jay. Here we go. Okay. Auto Transport Intel. Tuesday Nights Live. Take two. All right, well, here's the big news story. Carvana rivals Rethink Odessa. Carvana pending acquisition of Odessa U.S. has prompted some automakers and dealers to rethink or sever their relationship with the number two U.S. auction house to avoid doing business with a rising competitor. Carvana CEO, he does acknowledge small handful of both buyers and sellers have opted, at least in the short term, not to do business with Odessa. Lithia said they believe seven manufacturers have recently pulled vehicles from Odessa. Mm-hmm. Automotive News confirmed Toyota Financial Services chose to end its relationship. April Fools! The four Odessa auction sites we used were moved to Mannheim. Ouch. Good. That's what Toyota Financial said. VW has not reached a final decision. GM Financial assessing its physical auction options. Spokeswoman for Odessa declined to talk about it. Majority of Hyundai's auction activity already goes through Mannheim. I mean, as you read this, it's like all the snow fell off the top of the roof.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you didn't go to the very bottom there.
All right.
Is there one more?
No, that's slide? It. That's all I got.
Okay. So I think all of this is true, that dealers are frustrated because they, right, Odessa, which I don't even know if this is really Odessa anymore. Maybe, you know, it's a shell of what it used to be. It's clearly, so franchise dealers are like, well, I'm not running my cars through there. I don't want Carvana getting a look at them. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's what they're saying. And, you know, the OEMs, the manufacturers saying something similar, a little bit more professional. But at the end of the day, like, I don't know if Carvana was really interested in buying ADESA to run an auction. I don't know if that was their intent.
No.
So I'm, go ahead.
My purse, I believe it's the reconditioning facilities that they need access to. If there was a report they did, I think 6 months ago, talked about they were limited by their reconditioning ability to get to the next million vehicle sale mark.
Yeah, they so I think Ernie Jr. is going to have to say we expected to lose dealers and
right.
consigners. It's, you know, it's, and they clearly are. But at the end of the day, it's the long run is to retail cars. And this help puts them in a better position to recondition them and ship them out to the end user. All right, I got to go.
Yeah, thank you guys. That was
thanks,
really
everybody.
Fun.
You guys
appreciate
are fantastic.
It.
Thanks, Joe.
I love
thanks,
this show.
Paul.
Thank you guys.
See you next month.
Stay safe. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you soon. Peace out, everybody. Okay, cool. Thank you so much for sticking around for that video. So what's all the hubbub? Well, like on LinkedIn, this guy posted this. The Ponzi scheme continues. Now, as we continue, what do you think the author of this post does? Which vertical do you think they're in? I'll just dealer. Okay, there we go. Let's go. The Ponzi scheme continues. Man, do dealers hate Carvana. Main reason I have zero respect for this dirtbag company is because they disrespect all the have been shown to dealerships. They play nonstop ads bashing car dealers who support their local communities. See, it's not that that's not true. But we all know what was thought of car dealers in the past. All right, I'm going to leave it right there. I've already offended enough people tonight. I'm going to keep moving. Carvana stock is down. Carvana stock plunge signals concerns over inflation, higher interest costs. Shares in the online used car retailers have fallen 83% and dropped 23%, right? Right? So the party, the Beatles burning and everybody, okay. Piling on. Gains vaporize. headlines. But far from out. See, that's the thing. If you think it's over for Carvana, think again. Who remembers when Jeff Bezos was up against the ropes? Does anybody remember? How about Elon Musk? The used car giant has hit some profitability snags and is in the midst of a major stock slump. However, still can become a force in the industry. Can. First, things don't look great at the company. Lost $500,000 in the first quarter. Auction business is buying its losing customers. Didn't get a great interest rate to secure the funds to make a deal. Slump. On the brink. But, in bigger picture, Carvana doesn't need ADESA's auction business as much as they need its real estate to increase its vehicle reconditioning capabilities and reach to consumers. The ADESA acquisition, set to be complete, should give Carvana the ability to process 2 million vehicles a year. That's four times what it did last year and double that of CarMax. It's like what? Cashing in your chips when you leave the football game in the third quarter and then there's this huge change of events in the fourth. Come on now. We all know football. Anything can happen. The key to Carvana's lone profitable quarter, April to June last year, was grossing more than 5,000 vehicles sold. In most recent, it's only 3,000. Oh, roll the video? Really? Another one. I promise you, this is the last video. All right, here we go. Check this out. This will freak you out.
Eight,
Okay. All right, let's play Where's Waldo? Let's assume Waldo is a dealer or buyer. Who wants to play Where's Waldo? Now, I realize we've all been too busy watching Truck Stop Bachelorette and arguing about which dispatcher is illegal, but I promise you there's something missing from that video. There's a lot of things missing from that video, and those missing things are changing the landscape of how automotive functions and affecting auto transport drivers nationally, and that's the whole point. But Truck Stop Bachelorette will be on again soon, I'm sure. NADA says record profits for dealers. Oh boy, they just love to share that headline. Gosh, and we all love it. Oh yeah, we love it. Love, love, love it. But here's a good idea. Texas car dealer taps into school pipeline for techs. Anybody know an industry in search of workers and or drivers? Just an idea. Ford cuts 580 U.S. salaried contract employees as it restructures to focus on EV. Ford lost billions in Q1. Rivian. Oh, man. That Rivian. Rivian's worse than Omicron. Okay. The F-150 Lightning is finally shipping. Is Ford ready? Are the trucks ready? All right. Honda's inventory efficiency revamp. This has been a big story lately on automotive news. Efficient day supply, smaller footprints, focus on online. Here's the numbers. Toyota, Honda, Hyundai, Kia. All sales fell by double digits as chip woes linger. Toyota 23%, Honda 40, Hyundai 20, Kia 16. Wow, Honda at the highest at 40. So why is Honda and Acura dealer showrooms may shrink? Considering ways its retailer business may be a more efficient, leaner inventory, smaller showrooms. It ain't the same. Nothing's the same, man. Gosh, nothing. Get ready for a revamped remarketing industry. We talked about this last week. For example, Black Widow, Dent Wizard, partnering up at Castle Dealerships. A spider and a wizard teaming up at a castle. Sounds like something out of Harry Potter. It's all about reconditioning and efficiency. Black Widow, which provides automated vehicle imaging, said Wednesday it is partnering with Dent Wizard, which provides vehicle recon services under the partnership. Dent Wizard will utilize Black Widow's imaging services. Partner up, because times have changed. And we saw this map. Remember this map? Paul Machine showed us this, that at some point we'd hear about all the Shanghai's. The Shanghai? All right, well, here it is. Critical port congestion in China threatens car makers. This is on automotive logistics because of the serious lockdown COVID policy in Shanghai, suppliers are unable to get key components out of the world's busiest container port. Okay, they put a number. Okay, there are more than 500 ships waiting for entrance in the port. There's more than 500 ships waiting. Oh, that's where Waldo is. Oh, we found Waldo. BMW, Audi suspend shipping cars by train to China. Automakers have suspended shipments due to the war in Ukraine. It comes almost 2 months after BMW said it halted export of cars to Russia. So this is due to the current geopolitical situation. Our train transport on the Silk Road Trans-Siberian Railway has temporarily been switched to alternate routes. And Tesla won't be shipping cars from Shanghai to India. Tesla got into... they were trying to... India wants them to commit to building a factory in India. Tesla wants to test out sales in India before they build a factory there. And they want to bring those in from their Gigafactory in Shanghai. But India won't let them do that. And Tesla can't test the market. So there you go. So how do they ship cars into Dubai? Well, by helicopter, I guess. I don't know. When you got more money than you, you know, when you have more money than the dealers, I guess you ship it by helicopter, and that's the news. Yep, there you go. Don't forget, talk to Ty if you're looking for information. Ty, get ready, buddy, because you're going to be up here just in a few minutes. Get the podcast if you don't have the podcast already. We're here to help. It's ATI Auto Transport. Look for the logo everywhere. And live every week. Now, on our trade show weeks, we change it up. There's going to be no DOT compliance tomorrow. We're going to be live at AHA. We will be Thursday. We do have, check this out, we got Cinco de Mayo load, yo. On Thursday on Dispatching Live, we're going to take off Friday because we're getting ready. Next week, we're going to be at Digital Dealer. That's back-to-back trade shows here on ATI, the Car Shipping Business Channel. So thank you guys so much for sticking in, hanging around. Really do appreciate it. All right, let's do this. Let's get Ty up in here. By the way, if you haven't already left a like, please do leave one. We really do appreciate it. And Chris says it's like McDonald's, it's the real estate. Isn't that amazing? Did you see the founder with Michael Keaton? Check that out. If you don't know what to watch, watch The Founder with Michael Keaton. Do me a favor, stick around. We're going to be right after this with Ty and a recap of his presentation today at AHA. We'll be right back.
Is your auction feeling the pain before a sale? You know the one. All hands on deck to process as many vehicles as possible, working late into the night, and still not getting through them all because they just keep coming. Hours and minutes before the sale, your condition report writers are moving as fast as they can. But with the imaging process alone taking 5 to 10 minutes a vehicle, it's a losing battle. There aren't enough hours in the day or enough people. Until now. Meet Black Widow Imaging. Here to streamline your imaging process, effectively removing your bottlenecks and allowing you to process and sell more vehicles, even minutes before the sale. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Providing consistent high-quality images to your website in minutes, allowing you to capture more digital sales, revenue, and labor savings. Don't believe us? Just ask our clients. Ready to capture more? Contact us today for a demo and consultation.
Capture more automotive business profit with Black Widow Imaging high-resolution 4K images for OEMs, auctions, dealer, rail, port, fleet, insurance, transportation, and more. Schedule your live demo at blackwidowimaging.com. All right, we've got amazing. Yes, that's it. I love the Big Short, too. Absolutely love that. But we have right now in the wings waiting. Here we go. You ready? Ty, can you see me and hear me okay?
Planes flying everywhere.
I see you. I see you. What's going on?
Hear us, but
I can hear you. Keep so going. Loud. I can hear you.
So want to say hi.
We have Trans Auto. Have you know? Do you know Trans Auto?
I'm not familiar. No.
Trans Auto.
Trans Auto.
Right. Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio.
Here we are.
Name?
I'm Sandro Inglés. I'm the founder, owner, president, CEO of Trans Auto. Been in the game for over 20 years. Worked on the United Road for the past 10. And we are just venturing on our own. Yeah, this is my first convention here that we are attending.
This
Lovely.
Is Mo.
This is Mo, my Mo ops Pereira. Guy.
Yeah, operations but, manager.
So this is cool.
Yeah.
I know this, I'm sorry, I'm going to hijack.
No worries.
Mo came from aviation.
Aviation industry, correct. Built airplanes for Boeing, Gulfstream, you name it. Yeah.
It's beautiful. And this, I got to spend some time with Mo, by the way. I love Mo.
Sandro,
I love these guys. The insights that these guys have is really amazing. The stuff I'm learning, Jay, tonight is off the charts. Off the charts.
Likewise.
Unreal. AZ, look here. Look here. AZ, Autos in Motion. You know AZ?
Autos in Motion, sure.
I got to spend time with AZ and I love it. Big guy.
Awesome.
Here we go. Wait. Easy log. Easy log is nothing.
I'm back.
Lore. We got lore in the house.
Yeah.
I snuck up on him. He didn't even
Lore is in the house. Awesome.
The whole crew.
Awesome.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, he's got a phone call coming in.
Oh, yeah. No. Hang on. We'll get her.
There we go.
We're good. You're good.
Okay, wait. I want to try to get to. There we go. Now we can see.
We can see all of us now.
There we go. Can you see us, Jay?
I see you, man. This is amazing.
They closed the bar out ahead of one, too.
Yeah,
by the way, don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive the green Porsche. Or the silver one.
Right? This is what trade shows are all about.
Put the Porsche ride and drive.
Oh, it was wonderful. Those guys can go to the toilet. I missed my hours.
There's a Porsche track. Did anybody get to do the Porsche track? Did anybody get to do the Porsche track? Brian, they can't hear me. Yeah, here they go. All right.
There we go. Trey.
I'm
sales rep at Lore.
Trey.
Look at that.
From Lore. Awesome. Trey Carter. Awesome. Thank
Trey,
you, Trey.
I've got to spend some time with Trey, Jay. This guy is genius level. I mean, ridiculous. No,
agreed.
Really.
Agreed.
Hey, Joe. There's Joe. See Joe?
Joe Bercari, Midwestern Car Carriers.
Yeah. He's over there hanging out with another Lore guy.
Oh, man.
He's got easy logic. I mean,
of course. I'm so jealous. I love this. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, logo like
that. Oh,
logo.
Man.
Look at that.
Dude, these shows are the best. Yeah, dude.
So here's what happened. I don't know if you know this or not, but I did not prepare for my speech today.
It sounded like you were talking about it. You did an hour, right? You could have been going for two, at least.
I went an hour, and I was just talking about what we talk about all the time. Dealers, auctions, carriers. Transportation, right? That's what we talked about.
Yeah.
So we talked about Carvana buying.
Yeah.
That's correct. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, sure. Yeah, we need to find out.
Yeah.
We're going to work on it, right? Because I even said it out loud.
Everybody's talking about Carvana, man.
They are doing something.
Yes.
Correct.
And they're not going away.
Huh?
They are not going away. They're not going away.
They're not going away. No. So this Auto Callers Association of America, right?
I recommend to anyone that's new in the business, this is my first one, I would say if you just got your authority,
whatever it is that you one truck, 10 trucks, 100 trucks. My takeaway from this is I should have been doing this a long time ago. I think that is super important for the networking of the small community that Car Hauling is, right? We're this big in the world of, I would say we're a speck in the sand, right? If you would. And it's a tremendous opportunity to meet, greet, get to know faces.
Look
in
people
the
eyes.
Yep. Have a close relationship. Invest the money. I know money is tight for most of us little guys. Invest that money. Get there for all of the events. You will be 1,000% satisfied with the product and everything they offer. A great, great, great opportunity for you to meet and greet everyone.
I absolutely agree. Yeah. I mean, I think the guys that you know, as a startup company or guys that are looking to get in this business, this aha trip, these aha conventions are imperative for nothing, if nothing more for networking, right? I mean, yes. You learn so much from the people that have been doing this for so long. So I think it's definitely something that, you know, the folks that are looking to get in this market or something, they need to take advantage of for sure.
Right.
Yeah. So as you work your way into this, it does cost money, by the way. And that's why we're
just to
be honest with you, we're here so that the guy that maybe can't afford it can at least watch.
Yes.
And understand and start to get it.
Right. Absolutely. Right.
And so as we talk about equipment, we talk about cars, we talk about manufacturing. I mean, this guy right here. this guy understood my presentation, Jay.
Wow.
It was like this. Right?
Wow.
He got it. Got it. This guy right here, I've talked to a lot of, I bought. You know, I had I bought, sold, used, new.
Yes.
I know. I have never met anybody like Trey.
Appreciate
I really have
hands on, right?
Absolutely.
Do you know Trey?
We met at this event.
Okay. So networking, we're meeting people, we're learning how to build our business.
Absolutely.
Got it?
Can I say something?
Yeah, Mo.
Relationships is the key to success, by the way.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you what, it exceeded our expectations. As a first timer here.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So you know Mo came from the aviation, right?
Right.
Mo's Aviation, he's here. He understands it. He gets it.
Sandro.
Thank you. Sandro.
Excuse me. Mo, Larry, and Kirby.
Oh, there we go. Got it. Yeah, clearly. Hey.
What a real girl.
I know, man.
These shows, man.
So, the beautiful part, okay, you know I'm here with Midwestern. We've been hanging out. Joe, right over there. See Joe? Hey,
yep,
Joe, wait. Wait.
Oh, I hit the microphone.
There's Joe. Hey, Dwayne, come here. Look at this.
Who is that? What's up, Dwayne?
Is that Jay?
Dwayne Weigel from TEC Equipment. There we go.
Jay, good job. We're live all the time.
Why not?
Oh, yeah, why not? Joe knows his stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Joe put Trey through the
He ramp. Did put me through the round. He did.
Oh, wow. For sure.
And I'm standing there, I'm watching Ooh. This. I'm like, Trey plowed through Joe.
That's
all right.
Now that's got
it?
Yeah. Hey.
How surprised were you?
Wow.
When you're doing your spiel, talking on your talk, when everyone in the room was like,
It was weird.
Was it weird?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of thought you felt that way, and I was super surprised.
Did you think
I was
talking,
shocked?
Nobody. It's like, do you know what an auction is? Sure. Nobody in the room.
I would at least.
Kerry Wall, come here, Kerry.
Oh, Frelick Insurance.
Live.
Kerry.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Just promote.
No problem. Hey, what's up, Kerry?
Mike Sainz.
Mike Sainz, right?
Mike Sainz.
Mike Sainz.
Mike Sainz. Yeah, very well.
It's Bill Frelick Insurance Services.
Yeah, Bill Frelick Insurance. Yeah.
One of the agents there. Yes. And we specialize in car hauling. I'm the claims manager. So if you don't specialize in car hauling, you are actually properly covered. And if you run into a problem, I am actually the one to.
What were you telling me earlier? Remember earlier we were talking? It was about something that's going.
Yes.
I think she has a phone call you don't want to make.
I don't want to call.
By the way, we met 19? Yes,
2019. I know the audio's a little tough. Stay with us.
Funny story, just saying no. We're walking around. We're doing our hotel conference. Carrie says, hi, Ty.
I don't know if it's, it must be really loud. Oh, wait, here we go. Yeah, Carrie Wall, Bill Frelick Insurance Service, Inc. And I put the link in the live chat.
Good to job. Bill Frelick, if you need car hauler.
Specialized
90%
of our
car hauling insurance.
90%. Wow. Out there, right? Can we mention some of that?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
We're not
oh, never mind.
I mean, she was on the lawyer side.
I don't want to use anyone's name without
correct.
True.
So, yeah.
But, thanks, Sam. You guys have been in the industry for years.
Yes.
Lots of
years. We're the ones who originally created a new car.
That's awesome.
Cargo.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, new car coverage that pays for the constructive total loss for scrap, diminished value. No one had it before we did.
Good job.
So, no one knows about it.
That's amazing.
Specifically.
Probably specializes in fleets.
Fleets.
Right? Nationwide fleets?
Yeah, exactly.
Large businesses.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Carrie. That's awesome.
All right, Jay. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, we're good, man. I appreciate that. I know it's kind of tough to hear each other, so thank you guys so much for saying hello and taking the time. Please join us tomorrow if you get time, okay? Oh, I love you guys. I love these shows, man. Thank you.
That was good. Okay.
Really good.
Here, Joe wants to say goodbye.
Hey, party foul. That'd be me.
You got another lore guy.
Hey, awesome. Lore. Great.
Yep. He's lore.
And we got Joe. Joe has been blowing my mind the entire time, by the way.
I believe it.
You believe it?
I believe it.
The day is young. Yeah. Tomorrow, we should have tomorrow. So, but hanging out with Joe, talking about equipment, talking about cars, the transportation of cars, the manufacturing of cars, hanging out with the lore guys. I'm here to tell you this is an amazing event that anybody in our community really should look into.
Yes, that's a good point. Very loud airplanes.
Airplane.
Oh, it's the airplanes. It's the airport. Right. Okay.
Yeah. And this right here, see this right here, Jay?
Yeah, what is it?
That's the track.
Oh, no way. That's so awesome.
The Porsche ride. Did you drive the Porsche ride?
Yes.
How was it?
That was amazing.
Did you laugh? Did you get scared?
No.
I told the guy I had a Porsche in Pat, you know, not when I was younger. Wow. And he said, okay, watch this.
Oh, my God.
That was a great day.
That was awesome.
So that was awesome. Good. If you want a quick view of the Porsches, I'll take you inside. You want a view?
I don't know. I guess is it worth it? You want to take us in? Yeah, sure. I mean, why don't you?
We didn't want to see a Porsche.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
If you have signal, go for it, pal.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, let's go for it. Let's do it.
We're going to go for it. If I lose you, goodbye.
All right, that sounds good. I love it. I love you. All right, so we're going to give this a shot. We're in our final minutes of live here. We're going to look at some Porsches. Oh, we got Randy. That's the thing about a show. You never know who you're going to see.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, Randy. Hey. Rose, Midwestern Car Carrier.
Randy, Midwestern. That's so cool.
Dude, it is cool. The friends we've made here, guys, I mean, I can't explain it, but it's amazing. Okay. Ready? Here we go.
Here we go. Oh. Nice.
You seeing this?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Wow. Oh, yeah, this was a good idea. Hey, what's going on? Sure.
This is such a freak.
Wow. Barry Watts, how are you, man? It is great to see you, Barry. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to be in Tennessee for the IARA conference. We need to make sure
we get together.
Make a point, would you, please? I want to make sure we find them for the IARA.
Okay.
So you're going to be in Nashville.
Yeah.
We're 40 minutes away.
Okay. That's what we're
close.
Do. We want to meet
you. And I'll come see you.
That'd be great. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yes.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Awesome. Appreciate you doing yeah. Barry Watts. Barry Watts is very cool. Very cool guy.
I left my.
That's cool. Appreciate you so much.
And you too. We appreciate y'all supporting the association.
Oh, yes. I want to help.
Hey, what's up?
Thank you.
See you tomorrow. Okay,
thanks, Barry. Thanks, Barry.
You know Jay, my buddy Jay.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Jay.
Hey, good to see you.
Okay, so I'm doing my presentation.
Yeah.
This guy jumps out of the crowd and he knows what I'm talking about with XPO.
Yes. And they're going to revolutionize and be a great disruptor.
Tell us who you are.
I'm with Texas Auto Hall. We're a startup. We're a startup. We've been in the industry. Well, we've both been in the industry for 15 plus years. We decided to leave and pulled up to our Dr. Pete's. And now we started our own company. And we've been in business for 18 months. We've got 12 speakers. We're just going to grow. Although what XPO is going to do is exactly the same model that Suzuki and Mitsubishi did back in the early 2000s. They would bring a boat in with 1,000 units and then would spot market the entire boat. Instead of having contractual agreements for years and years and years, like I got 100 units going to Dallas, I got 200 units going to Houston, I got 400 units. So that is what the XPO model would be. Why? And they would have a boat of 1,000 units, and every carrier that was signed up with them would say, bid on what you want. And whoever got it, it might be 50 units, it might be 100.
It's times like this you realize how much work goes into the audio of a live production. I mean, I'm hearing every chair this lady moves twice.
Jay.
Yes.
Can you get that?
Yes, Renee. Thank you. Thank you.
I want to bring him on.
Yes, me too. Thank you.
No, I'll make everybody mad.
No, we want you.
You don't want to hear me.
You don't want to hear me. You know what, buddy, Jay? Hey, what's up? Okay, Leslie Busher. Oh, from Bill Freelich. Okay. Yeah.
The best motor cargo rings. Insurance.
Right, from Bill Freilich. Bill Freilich.
I'm the best. I really am. Listen, I feel like I want to. I'm just But if anybody opts out needs good motor cargo,
it's the best. Really, it is.
Because you got to have to haul new. To get the new car product, you gotta have the diminished
Happy
value.
New Year.
Jump the total loss in your coverage. And if you don't have that, you ain't home. Now,
awesome.
the used car market is doing that now. The used car market is asking you to jump the total loss in the diminished value.
Can I have that?
Yes.
Yeah, used is hard to have.
Yes.
So I tell you what.
Oh, these shows are the best.
This is big news, Jay. Write this down.
Yeah, write this down.
And then he went to operations and then went to management.
All right, I'm going to put down.
I used to be a trainer.
Big news. I'm telling you, if you don't have plans to go to a trade show, change whatever they are and go. You got to go to these trade shows. They're incredible. I love it. Yes. Yeah, they're the
best. But a serious plug in for Bill Clinton.
These shows are the best. Oh, man.
You're brilliant. You got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, amazing.
I think that's it. Everybody's done. Thank you guys. Hey, we will get in touch.
Yeah, we got. Yeah, Renee, we got it. Yep.
Site new business.
Yes, get a card. Always get a card. Thank you, Renee. Thank you, buddy. That was excellent.
How are you, sir?
Good. Great to see the great.
I got to hang out with the car guys.
Which company? Oh, car. Really? Awesome. Car transport.
Okay, can you hear me?
Car, is he saying car transport?
Car. Those are the car guys right there. Look.
You're talking about car transport, right?
Car, yeah.
K-A-R?
Yeah. That guy, Dave, dude. Wow. I got to hang out with him. Can amazing we get, guy.
Oh, I want to talk to Car. I've never met anybody at K-A-R.
No.
Not right now.
No, C-A-R.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant C-A-R. But C-A-R transport. Yeah. Yeah, no, I want to. Okay. Not right now, and maybe not tomorrow, but at some point, I'd love to
remember
meet them.
Kevin?
I see remember their trucks Kevin? All the time on I-70. Oh, sure, Kevin Ryball. Yeah, I know Kevin. What's up, Kevin? Hey, remember me, dude? Good. Yeah.
Jay, Jay.
I no, know you, dude.
He's back at the house.
Getting in that little box.
He's in the ranch, man. He's in the production studio. Oh,
yeah, dude. Kevin, man. That's awesome. Good. Okay. Right. Thanks, I totally know that guy.
Yeah. Good guy.
Dude, you know what's funny? See, here's the thing, Ty. No matter where you walk to, you're going to run into another person. And that's what's amazing about these trade shows.
Well, what's amazing is people know who ATI is.
Wow, that is amazing. Let me tell you.
That's what's amazing.
Wow.
It's not Ty. It's not Jay. It's ATI.
It is. It's ATI, man.
I walk in here and people are like, oh, dude, like that. Look at this. Is this not cool? Look at that.
Oh, that is so, I guess, so you can't drive the Porsche track. You just can ride it. The guy drives?
Yeah, but it was okay.
Did you get to do it?
I didn't get scared. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, because you drive fast.
Well, that's
I'd
the way
I
roll.
I'd be freaking out. Would I be freaking out?
You would have shit your pants.
Yeah, exactly. Dude.
I'm like, can you go faster?
Exactly. Like, oh, man, that's so funny, dude. You know, I just want to say this. You know, thank you for, hey, who was walking the phone around in the room today? Was that Guy?
Who was walking the boat?
So you had me on the phone going around the room when you were talking.
Oh, no, Guy wasn't in there.
Somebody was
carrying. We just passed you around. That was funny, by the way.
That was amazing, dude. And I
go wait. Say hi to Jay.
Wait till you see the video I got. It's amazing.
Oh, is it good?
Oh, good. It's so good. I played it tonight. I made a video edit and I played it. It was so cool.
Good.
Yeah. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's because of you, the founder. It's because of our togetherness and our ability to deal with each other that has taken us to the place where we can have these conversations with these guys. That's amazing. It's really amazing.
Dude.
I mean, to be here, you guys, you guys know, Jay knows. Okay. Maybe you guys don't know. Jay knows. This is my dream right now. Okay. They're right over here. Randy, Midwestern, Joe, Mo, these guys, I mean, these are the people that I've followed, I've watched, I've looked at forever. And we're here. It's because of Jay. So thank you, Jay.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. And thank you for going there and being the on location. correspondent for ATI. We really appreciate it, man. You do an amazing job. So great job.
Oh, well, we learned today. I have to do some homework and try to get a little better and maybe prepare occasionally. It was good. We got some good feedback. Matter of fact, call Joe. Send Joe an email and say, hey, I really want to know how Ty did.
Okay.
So I talked to Joe. I really messed that up, but it's okay.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Hey, man, everything's a learning experience, but you did
it. We learned
a lot. That's awesome, man. That's so cool. So, man, good job, dude. You did it.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, dude. All right, man. Thanks, buddy. I'll see you. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern. We go live at 10 a.m. Eastern.
I'll be there.
I know.
No problem. So I'm going to bed now.
I'll be getting ready around 8 a.m., which for me is early, and I'll be ready to go live by 9 a.m. So, yep, we all got to get our, well, whatever. It's early. It's still early. It's only 9:30 Eastern right now, so that's cool. You'll be good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is we really are building relationships, and that's turned out to be my topic for the presentation.
Yeah,
it really is relationships. I'm sorry.
Everybody,
have to talk to people.
Everybody keeps saying it. Trey Carter just said it, right? And hey, by the way, who was the guy? Oh, Rene Soto. He just said it. Kerry Wall just said it. Sandro, Mo, Leslie. Everybody says it. It's all about relationships.
So good. So good. So,
thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Jay. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Ty Thompson. Cars on the move. Awesome. All right, cool. So we're out of here. Go ahead, jump in the live chat if you have a question, or you're not sure what you saw, or you missed something. And go ahead, if you get the chance, join us tomorrow morning. I know. I get it, man. I get it. This is not the highest grossing show. We're used to it. I still point it out because one day that'll change too. Change is the only constant. It's the only thing we seem to be able to count on is change. So that's what we're all about here on ATI, the Car Should Be Business channel. Definitely want to thank kudos and shout out to Mark Grodicke at Superflow Systems. Also, Ben at Super Dispatch. I want to thank Rapid Recon, Superflow Systems, Black Widow Imaging, Murphy Auto Transfer Services, and everybody in the live chat. Thank you guys so much for saying hello, tuning in. Please do join us tomorrow live at 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern for our one live stream time block live at Auto Haulers Association of America. I'm Jay. If this is your first time here, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't make it your last. Stay safe. And we'll see you tomorrow morning. Take care, everybody. Peace out.